The Kohen came, the Hetzitz boy, he stuck over the boar's head to look down in the boar for Leda to see in Zacharu in the Kevahi. He wanted to know what was the nafa, what was the miscarriage. You know, the mother had a miscarriage, she was so sick, she didn't even look at it. They took it right away and threw it into the boar. Now, it's nafkamina, how long does she tummy? If you give birth to a Zachar, you only tummy for 7 days. If you give birth to an Ikevah, you tummy for 2 weeks. So the question was, how long is this Isha tummy? What din does she have? A din of a tumas laid of a Zachar or of an Ikevah? So a Kayin now went to stick his head over to look at it. So Taisa says the Kayin was a Kayin Shreita, because he had no right to do it. Because the Kayin is not allowed to be Matamar himself. Like there's an eifel there. On the side there's an eifel there. It's matam him. So Vadi did, he wasn't supposed to do it. But still he went and did it. He went, he put his head over the boar to look down to see if he could tell if the eifel, that miscarriage, was a zachar on the cave. The chom heard about this maisa, v'tiyaruah. And the chom paskin that this kohen is still Torah. The kohen Yishneu is not tome, he has no tumas mace, he's Torah. Why? I look Hura. So if I says, Posh, we're talking about now, when the Kohen looked there, the Kohen couldn't see anything. Could be he didn't have such a good vision, but I call upon him, the Kohen himself couldn't see anything there. He didn't see any Vlad there at all. So the suffix is he Tomei or not? Like maybe the Vlad was there, just he couldn't see it. On the side, the Vlad was in the bar, and the Kohen put his hands or his head over the bar, so Tuma goes up and was Matamehin. So we have a suffix, is the Kohen Tomei or not? The Chum said, no, he's Torah. Why is he Torah? We know Vadai, there was a nifl there. There was 100% that they threw the miscarriage there. So it's a suffix if it's still there or not. But it's only a suffix. So why am I tired of the person? The Torah says, it says there, if they shechuldo bardless mitzuyim shum. Because in that boar, in that ditch, it was shchiyak that weasels and bardless also come there. And they, by place, they eat up these miscarriages. So since they're shchiyak to be there, therefore, we have a right to say that for sure they took it away, and this coin is Torah. Now, the kasher is v'hocha divad v'yatilu. Here, it's 100% that the isha threw the miscarriage into the bor. So, it was 100% that there was a baby there. Now, the sofa giru. We only have a sofa with. We're in doubt. Did the weasel carry away the chul the miscarriage or not? We don't know 100%. We did not see the chul that carried away. We have a sofa to be carried away or not. And still we Haishasa. At that time, when the Kohen put his head over there, we have a suffix that was taken away and out. Now, as we come back later, 2 days later, and we talk to see it's empty now, there's nothing there. So it could be the weasel came last night and took it away. But 2 days ago, when the Kohen looked in the bar, maybe the nafel was still there. So how do we have a right to say 100% the nafel, the miscarriage, wasn't there anymore? Why? The Chorokos was that we're saying that most probably the weasel ate it up. The Chorokos only a suffix, that's like a 90% chance. That's not 100%. The weasel didn't tell us he's doing it. And still we say, since there's a sofik, a most probable chance that the weasel did take away the miscarriage, therefore will be mekel. And for the Gemara like this, the Braisa meant to say like this, don't say the case was that the shivcha threw a miscarriage like a nafel into the bor, that this nafel has a tumor on it. Just means the Isha was mapil something like a nafel into the bor. In other words, we're mesupik, really, how long she was pregnant altogether. We're mesupik if she was 40 days pregnant or not. On its side, the nafel was just the ruach, it has no tumor altogether. So there are a few svekas here. An Isha was, had a miscarriage, something came out, she got so disgusted she didn't even look at it. Whatever came out, she threw right away into the bor. Now the Kohen now went to take a look to see, b'chlal, maybe it's not even a nafel. Maybe it looks like a ruach, it's like a bag of wind that has no tumor altogether. So Mela, there the suffix or suffix. Therefore, even at the beginning, it's not 100% that there was a nafel, there was a baby that has tumor on it in this bor. Maybe no. We have a suffix if there was tumor altogether or not. So since it's a suffix, if the tumor was there or not, so a suffix, then we could be simech that even on its side it was there, most probably the chudu took it away. Therefore, it's called suffix or suffix. So that's why we could be mekum. Furthermore, that's not true. The Braita says, V'aleida im zocheru im nekeva. It says the top line, the Kohen went to look to see if that kid was a boy or a girl. Mashma, for sure it was a nafel. His only suffix was, his only doubt was it a zocher or a nekeva? So the Gemara, no. Katani. And the Gemara, hachikom. This is what it should say. Leida, the Kohen went to see to know, im ruach epila, im nafel epila. First we have to see, was it a bag of wind that she was matil or not? or was a real child that she was had a miscarriage on. And on the tzad to say that what she was had a miscarriage was a real kid, was a nefil, then the kohen looked for second yedia to know, later to know, in Zacharu, was that kid a boy? In the cave, was it a girl? So maybe that's the teretz here, though. But avada we're talking about, it was not a vadai tumor in the burr. We never knew 100% it was a real nefil. Maybe it was only less than 40 days old, only a ruach, and it had no tumor altogether. Therefore, Metchila is only a suffix. Therefore, it could be something like a suffix at the end. For your boy is saying, I'll give you another teretz. Hosam vada yavadahu. No. Maybe we're talking about in the case where she was maple of lag. We knew Klaus, she was pregnant for 5 months already. And avada the nephil has tumor mace on it. And they threw this vlad into the bor. So as vada, there was mace there. There was tumor there. So why are we saying now that to say maybe the chuda took it away? The teretz is, since we're talking about a bore, a hole, that the weasels live there, they're motzah, they're around there. Vadai garuhu, vishosa. We say 100% they garuah, they slept it away. That's the mitzias. What happens is when a weasel sees an eifel, right away he drags them away. So the Gemara of nihi de shiura mishayer of a migra miya vadai garuah vishosa. Teretz like this. So the chura tzasira. If you're telling me now you can be saying 100%, the weasel drags it away. So why by chametz also? Even if you see a weasel drag the chametz into the house, let's say he drags it, he gets rid of it. Teretz says no. We know for sure a weasel drags it away to a hiding place, but he doesn't finish eating it for sure. That's the teretz. By chametz, if he brought the chametz into your house, you have to be afraid he hid it in a nice hiding place, and he'll leave it there for another 2 days to eat it up. So the chametz is still there. Here that we're saying when the weasel goes in the burr and finds an eifel there, true, right away he'll take it and move it away. He'll move it into his hiding place. But we don't have to say he's going to eat it up. It'll be in his hiding place. But our kolpanim won't be the time of the crane, because the crane stuck just his head over the hole. In this hole, there's no more eifel, because the chulda dragged it away. So that's 100%. When a chulda sees food, he drags it away to his hiding place. That's 100%. But we don't have 100% right that he eats it up right away. It takes some time, he leaves it. So therefore, again, to our din, it's very good. If you see a weasel come in your house with the chametz, you have to be afraid. Maybe he hid it someplace in your house, and he didn't finish eating it yet. So we'll come Pesach, if you're by your motzein. That's why, for sure, you have to make a bedikah. So the moral lishna achrin, another lashon is, nihi devar v'yochlam, maybe for sure he ate it, or nihi devar v'yochlam lo yamrinan. True, we do not say 100% he ate it, but we say 100% he dragged it into his chur, into his hiding place. Then we do say 100%. Fred Gemara, Umi Amrinon, Ein Choshishin, Shema Goru Achuda. Is it taka true that we say we're not afraid? Umi Amrinon, Ein Choshishin, Shema Goru Achuda. For Yehokatani Sefer, the Sefer says, Mashem, now this is the Kasha back to our Mishnah now. Do we say, Ein Choshen Shem Agur Chuda? We're saying in our Mishnah that when you guys finish checking out your house, you don't have to make another bedikah. You don't have to be afraid after you checked out your house, you know what happened? The next minute the weasel came in behind your back and put chametz in there. You don't have to be afraid for that. Is that true? For Katani say for the next Mishnah says like this, Masha Meshaya Yenichenu Betzina. After you make bedikahs, Leil Erev Pesach, like everybody does, you make the bedikah at night, you find a whole bag full of chametz. What do you do with this bag after you finish making the bedikah? What are you supposed to do with the bag? So the chametz that you want to eat yet tomorrow morning, you could leave around because you want to eat it. Or else, you know, even this chametz that you want to store for tomorrow morning, what are you supposed to do with it? The Mishnah says later, yinichenu betzina, hide it in a secret place. Put it away in a special place. Why? Shelo yehi tzarich bedikah achrav. That you should not have to worry about to make another bedikah. Why? Because we're afraid maybe a weasel will come in overnight and grab your chametz and spread it out throughout the house. So you see, we are afraid maybe a weasel will come into the house and work with your chametz. That's why after the bedikah, you're supposed to hide it in a special place, that a weasel shouldn't come to eat it. Have the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Le Kasha. There's no Kasha here. I'll tell you, Ho Ba'abosam, Ho Bishloishosam. On the 14th day of Pesach, that's the next Mishnah talking about, then we're afraid weasels will come and look for chametz and take your chametz all around the house. Ho, that's what our Mishnah says, you don't have to worry about it. It's talking about a kimta, you made a bedik on the 13th day. The moral like this, b'shloishah, said the Shriach Rifta, on the 13th day of Nisan, everybody still has chametz in the house, and they're still going to bake. He has chametz seeds for tomorrow. So the chul has nothing to worry about. He knows for sure there'll still be chametz around, so he doesn't go looking for the chametz yet. He doesn't hide the chametz. Mashenkin bar bosom. When it comes erev Pesach, now there's not shchiach to have chametz anymore. Most people erev Pesach throw away the chametz already. So when the weasel comes in on erev Pesach, he knows that today he's not going to find chametz too many places. So merely if he comes in the house erev Pesach, now any chametz he sees, he'll grab it away from you and hide it in the hole. That's what the next Mishnah says, that if you make the bdikah on Erev Pesach, right after the bdikah, you have to hide the chametz very carefully, because you have to be afraid maybe the weasel will come and take it away. That's only on Erev Pesach, because the weasel knows there's no chametz around. Mashenkin, on the 13th day, there's a lot of chametz still around, he won't take away your chametz. For the Gemara, Amar Rava, v'chichuda nevihi, is a chuda navi, does he have a calendar? Does the weasel know that today is Erev Pesach, and today is going to be no more chametz around? So today I have to go and take all the chametz I find and store it up. The weasel doesn't know it's flying. He doesn't know if today's Erev Pesach or not. How could you say that? You tell him on the 13th day of Pesach, he doesn't take the chametz, because he thinks there's plenty of chametz here. But Erev Pesach, now he's worried, he knows there's no more chametz around. He doesn't know that. How could you say this, Chilik? And to the Gemara, the chichud and the yadid, the weasel should know. To yid no abesar v'layafi. Today is Erev Pesach, nobody bakes chametz anymore. Ad liyurtum, or Meshayer, and he'll hold it over. Or Metarman will hide it. So how could you say that? If you're not afraid on the 13th day, so the 14th day also you shouldn't be afraid. And if you're afraid on the 14th day, we should be afraid on the 13th day also. So tomorrow, Elo Amarova, Masha Meshayer, Yenechenu Betzina. It's not true. The next Mishnah says that after you guys finish checking for chametz on Leil Erev Pesach, you're supposed to hide your chametz. Why? Val Shema Tito Chulda B'Faneinu. You have to be afraid. Maybe when you leave the chametz on the table, you have to be afraid. Maybe you're going to see the way the weasel is going to jump up on the table and catch your piece of bread and walk away with it. That's what you have to be afraid of. And if you're going to see that the weasel takes your chametz and goes away, then you have to make a bdikah. That's how bdikah for the Mishnah also. The Mishnah just says, if you don't see any weasels coming around here, you don't have to be afraid maybe he brought in chametz. What about if you do see the weasel? Then you do have to be afraid. So again, the next Mishnah gives you an etzem. After you make your bdikah leil of Erev Pesach, when you have your chametz, don't leave it on the table where a weasel could come in front of your nose and take the chametz away, then you'll have to run after him, and if you can't catch him, you'll have to be boydik your house. So the etzer is, hide the chametz right away. But avad, if you wouldn't see the weasel take the chametz, you will not be choshish, maybe he took it. It's over the kachra. It's matani kabasi the rabbi, avarai like rabbi says, haroitza lecha chametz, acha b'dika. If somebody, after he made the b'dika, leil erev Pesach, he wants to have a good breakfast, he had bread in the morning, is Kate said Yasa, what should he do? He still wants to leave over some bread. Masha Meshayer, any bread that he leaves over is Yenechenu Betzina. Hide it in a private place. Watch out where you put it. Shaloi Tov Echuda, today that a weasel should not come, Vetita B'Faneinu, and you have to be afraid maybe the weasel will come in front of your nose and take away the bread, and you'll run after him and you can't catch him. V'Yetzar B'Dik Achrov, and you'll have to then be burnt the whole house over again. So today this shouldn't come about. Be careful where you hide your chametz. Rav Mari Yoma, another svarim. Gzeira, we have a new gzeira. Shem Yaniach Eser, we're afraid maybe at night, if you stand, put your chametz that you found, maybe you found 10 pieces of bread. This is good for the minig, usually you put out 10 pieces of bread. So kids, let's say you found 10 pieces of bread. If you stand, leave it on the table, so we're afraid that at night when you went to sleep, you put down 10 pieces of bread at night on the table. That's what you put down. And the morning when you wake up, the yim satisha, all you're going to find is just 9 pieces of bread here. So that's also considered like you know 100% the weasel was there and took the chametz around the house. So if that happens, you also have to make a bdikah again. So today, to save yourself, not to have to make bdikahs, be careful where you put your chametz, that you shouldn't come to any sveikas, any doubts, maybe they have to make another bdikah or not. Right. So the Marasam Halacha. Tisha Tziburin Shematzah. You have 9 different bundles of matzah. V'yechad shochametz, and you have 1 bundle of chametz here. That's what's in front of you. This could be before Pesach. There are 9 bundles of matzah and 1 bundle of chametz. V'yasa akvar, this could be erev Pesach, and the weasel akvar, a mouse, comes. V'shokel, and he takes away 1. V'lo yadina, we don't know matzah shokel. Did the mouse take away the matzah, and then you don't have to check the house? What do I care if it took matzah? Let him take it. Like, there's no chametz. E chametz shokel. The other side is no. Maybe he took away chametz, and he ran around your house with it, and you have to make another bedikah now. So what's the halacha? So tomorrow, hainu tisha chanuyis. This is the halacha we'll soon see about tisha chanuyis, nine stores. That nine stores sell treifa meat. Or the other way, nine stores sells kosher meat. And one butcher store sells treifa meat. And the halacha is, if you go into one of those stores, we say, kol kavua kamach tamach tadomi. If you go to them, then we say, as long as there's a suffix, there may be one is treif, we're called kavua. It's called, it's there, it's stationary. The halacha is always a suffix. It's kamach, buys like 50, 50, and it's usur. Here also, if you saw the way the mouse went to one of those bundles, even though you don't know from which bundle it took, you saw it go to it, that's called kavua, it's stationary, and any suffix about a stationary place is always kemach tamach, if it's there, it's a kosev, we have psukim for that, that it's a suffix, it's awesome. What about pirish? Let's say no. By itself, first, one of these pieces fell out. Now, this piece is on the floor here, and we don't know from which bundle this piece came. Then the locker is called the parish, meruba parish. When something came out by itself, we say mistamed came out of one of the majority. Now, since the majority here, there are nine bundles of matzah, you have a right to say this is a matzah here. The yosi akfor v'shokel, if one piece by itself came out, after it came out, now the akfor, the mouse, came and took this piece, hainu sefer, that's the loch of the sefer that did, the tanan. The loch is like this, tisha chanuyis, you have nine butcher stores here, kulon meichrin basa shrutim. Nine butcher stores are selling glatt kosher meat. The achas mecheres bas nevela. And the tenth butcher store, he sells treifa. He sells nevelas. The aim is didn't have a shchiter on it. The law kach miachas mihen. Now if a person went into one of these stores and bought meat at one of these stores, just he didn't realize which store he went into, the aim yudaya mezunim lokach, the locher is sveiko yosam. That's called kavua. You went to one of the stores, even though you don't know to which store you went, that's a gzeras hakosiv, kol kavua, is kamach tamach sadomin. Anytime it's stationary, we say it looks like 50-50 chance, and 50-50 nisi diraisa, you have to go to chumra. What about a venimsa? If you now found a piece of meat outside one of the stores, and our suffix is now from which store did it come out, then the locher is holachach aroid. You go bus aroid, because kol the parish, meruah parish. When it came out by itself, most probably it came out from one of the rove stores. And since the rove, the majority here, is kosher, it's a kosher piece of meat. So that's the same halacha by matzah and chametz here also. What about another case? Shnei tziburin, you have two bundles here. Echet shel matzah v'echet shel chametz. One bundle is matzah, one is chametz. Olifneim, and in front of this bundle, shnei batim, there are two houses. Echot bodek v'echet shein bodek. One house, the bialim already made a bedika, and one house didn't make a bedika yet. V'yosu shnei akvarim, and two mouses came. Echot shokho matzah. One mouse v'shteitzef took from the bundle of matzah. V'yechot shokho chametz. And one mouse took from the other bundle of chametz. And v'lo yadinan hai lai ayil. V'hai lai ayil. We don't know which mouse went into this house and which one went into the other house. In other words, two mouses, one had chametz, one had matzah, and they went into two houses in front of us. We don't know which one into which. What's the locha? And the Gemara is go to kula here. Hainu shtei kupas. This is the loch of two bundles, like this. The Tanan. Shtei kupas, if you have two baskets. Acha shel chulin v'acha shel truma. One basket is full of chulin, and one is full of truma. Olefneyem shnei soyin. And in front of it, there are two bundles of peris. Echot shel chulin. One bundle is full of chulin. That means peris you're allowed to eat. V'echot shel truma. And another bundle in front of that is full of truma dika peris. V'noflu elu t'lefech elu. Now these two kupas, these two baskets, fell over. One basket fell into his bundle, and the other basket fell into the other bundle. The locher is, mutarin, you're allowed to eat. The hekdika bundle, the one that's chulin, you're allowed to eat it. Shani yoimer, I have a right to say, chulin atay chulin noflu, the bundle here of chulin dika peris, mistam the basket of chulin fell in here. O truma atay truma noflu, and I have a right to go that the isa fell into the isa. So tomorrow, aim with the Armina Shani Yoimer, when do we say the svara for truma the rabbonin? We only say this by truma the rabbonin. This is the rabbonin like a svara. Avadin the rice will go to chumran. But since we